page 287, Siman Reish Chav Tes. We're discussing brachos. That's the basic idea. So we've been discussing brachos on various physical, geological phenomena. Oceans, mountains, deserts, all those types of things. So now in Reish Chav Tes, in Aleph, the Mechaber says as follows, Haroa Keshes. Someone sees a rainbow. See a rainbow, again, with the leprechaun, with the pot of gold at the end, or without, I don't know, whatever. Omer, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokim Melacham, Zocher Bris, Ne'eman B'briso, V'Kayim B'Ma'amaro. So basically that we say, we thank Hashem for the fact that he remembers the bris, the covenant that he made with Noah, as you probably figured out, V'Kayim B'Ma'amaro, and he keeps his word. So he keeps his covenant. So now, I think we discussed this a few years ago. A lot of things we have in Torah are the direct opposite of what the non-Jewish world. So you know, rainbow, oh, cool. You know, it's all the colors and all the colors of the rainbow, and all this type of stuff. But we see that, again, if you just think about the bracha, brother, thank you, Hashem, for remembering the bris. What was that bris? The bris was that Hashem said, I'm not going to wipe out the world because of by rain, by flood. So now if you think a little bit about that, and it just shows how little people think, so it's bad if there's a rainbow. Right? That means Hashem has the rainbow to, so to speak, remind him, or whatever that means, that, you know, really, I should hammer you. Really, I should give it to you, but I won't, because you know I promise I won't do it. You know, like, and that's why. Well, if you look a little further, the usherly stock will be also, and you shouldn't look at it that much. Not supposed to look at it that much. The Mishnah Berurah says it's not good for you. You look at it. The Gemara says you look at it and you make a bracha. Let's go back. Let's go through a few things. Now let's keep with that idea. So it's not a good thing. It's really not a good thing. So the Mishnah Berurah says, the very first Mishnah Berurah, this says, "Ve'en kedai lahagi lechaver sheish keses mitam." I'm sorry, motzi diba. And it's not proper. It's not worth it to tell somebody there's a rainbow, right? That's also a natural reaction. Like you see a rainbow, get on the phone and say, hey, oh, cell phone, excuse me. Look outside, there's a rainbow, there's a double rainbow, there's a whatever, right? Well, which we'll get to. Right? So here we see again, just the opposite of what you think. You don't start blabbing it all over the place. Why? It's multi deep. You're saying something really bad. You're speaking, so speak Lashon Hara. Why? Because really this neighborhood or this area should get hammered. A bunch of no good nicks, and really you should get it. And by Hashem, so you're going all around telling, oh, there's a rainbow over here. So that means that we're not living in such a good place, right? So again, it's the opposite of what you think. Mishbar also says, even if you saw a rainbow, again, this makes me worse, right? Even if we saw before in various brachos, you only make them once every 30 days, and like, so let's say you saw a rainbow today and then you saw a rainbow tomorrow. Again, a different front or whatever. So you make another bracha, even though it's within 30 days. And it's not like anything, like we said before, because you're making a bracha on the rainbow. There's a different rainbow. So you make another bracha, even within 30 days. Now the nusach of the Rambam the Machaber said, Zohar bris ne'eman b'bris of v'kayim b'ma'amaro. So the Mishnah Berurah says, brings down the Torah and the Rambam that say, add one letter, v'ne'eman. In other words, and. In other words, when you look at it really makes sense. Zohar bris Hashem, you remember the covenant, v'ne'eman, and you keep that bris, v'kayim, right? In other words, you need another vav there. So that's the way the Mishnah Berurah comes out. And most people say the bracha that way. Yeah, and the Mishmaru says again, the idea is that Hashem doesn't abrogate the, he doesn't violate the bris. Apa pisha rabu harashayim. And even though there's so many rishayim around, and right, but Hashem still doesn't hammer us. Now, what? So that's the deal. So when you see a rainbow, so you make the bracha. There's a very interesting bir halacha that most people don't know. So most people, you know, I don't know how often there's a rainbow, but which is good, right? In fact, I saw they bring down somebody, you know, that Lag BaOmer time we play with a bow and arrow. You see the Chassidish Rebbes with the bow. So there's a conventional reason, you know, but one of the reasons is there is the Yortzeit Rav Shimon bar Yochai, and during the life of Rav Shimon bar Yochai, there was never a rainbow. So again, we'd say deprived childhood, you never saw a rainbow, right? There was a tzaddik, such a tzaddik, and also in the time of Chizkiyo Melech, because God also it didn't rain. There was no rainbow. So I saw, I think, again, this I'm maybe forgetting, the name of the Shlach who heard from the Ramah. How like that? The Shlach says he heard from the Ramah. I think this was it. They said, so what happened? So the Ramah said it used to rain at night. It used to rain at night during the time of Rav Shimon bar Yochai and during the time of Chizkiyah. So there was no rainbow. Like, it can't happen. So rain, right? We know the Chazal of the Nasat Matar Tzachan Be'ito Friday nights at night. Right? Nobody's running around, right? So again, so that's an interesting idea. But there's a very interesting Bir Halacha. Bir Halacha says, a little short Bir Halacha you can see, very interesting. And the Chavetz Chaim says in the Bir Halacha, V'lon yispar im ba'ina davka shiru'uhu t'munas b'tmunas keshes duhu kachatzi goren agula. It's not clear from the halacha whether you have to see the bow, or afilu mixas mimenudai, or you just see part of it. So in other words, like a lot, well, sometimes you see a rainbow, right? But you, sometimes you just see a strike, as they call it. That would be this bir halacha. A lot of times you just see a strike, that wouldn't be enough to make the bracha on. Many posts can bring down this bir halacha that we don't make a bracha on a strike of rainbow. It has to be a bow of rainbow. at least a bow. Again, I don't know if you see the whole thing or, right? But so you have to be aware. A lot of times people make, first of all, you shouldn't tell people about that, and you don't look at it that much. And it's a simon, and it's not a good simon. And all those things we said before. But on top of all of that, there's a shear. There's a shear for do you have enough rainbow? And so a lot of people don't know that. So again, how often do we make it? I don't know. You have to be aware of that, that there's a certain amount.
There's rainbow falls in the...
Yeah, so they say it has to be, you mean like...
the rainbow is always coming off the water.
At Niagara Falls.
Yeah.
Well, anything like that. Yeah, so they bring down, it has to be from rain.
Right.
Or believe it or not... I saw somebody brings this down. I know somebody who has, they got in Washington, D.C. somewhere, a rainbow maker. A rainbow maker. You attach it to your window, and when the sun comes. So believe it or not, I saw brought down, that Pesach Chuvas brings down that you should try not, you shouldn't make one of them, you shouldn't have a rainbow maker. So again, I don't know if everybody agrees with that, because it seems like it's something to do with, rain. Right, it's a simon kol like a result of rain. Hashem was gonna brought rain, and was gonna could just open the spigot and wham, and he didn't do it. But again, it's an interesting concept.